good to be here. Thank you very much for having me. I'm going to start off with a bit of a song, so I'm going to teach you guys a song. We're talking all about harvest today, all about harvest. So all the things that are grown, all the things that we have, all the money that we get, all the clothes that we have, everything, we're just being thankful to God. We're saying thank you to God for everything. And we're going to start off by saying one reason why we should say thank you to God. A big reason. And that's because His love doesn't stop. Doesn't stop ever. Now, has anyone played musical statues before? Yeah. Fantastic. None of the adults have. They're all in denial. Musical statues, that's how we're going to sing this song. So every time you hear the music, you've got to be dancing about the place. It means maybe you've got to stand up where you are and stuff. Watch out for your neighbours. You've got to love them as well. It says so in the Bible. Okay, so you've got to dance around. And then when the music stops, you've got to strike a pose. You've got to freeze. Okay, whatever position you like, but you can't move. So shall we give that a go first of all? Do you want to stand up on your feet? Any adults that want to stand up as well, feel free. It's not mandatory. Okay. So, first of all, let's have you dancing around. You gotta move more than that. I think it's just your eyebrows moving. Okay, we've not quite got the concept yet. What we need to do is we need to move around a little bit, okay? So you've got all this space. If you front row want to come forward a little bit, let me pull this forward a little bit, okay? Dance around, move those arms. Maybe you want to do the Macarena. Maybe you want to be a ballerina. Maybe you don't want to be a ballerina. Maybe you want to show me your best football moves. Whatever you want to do, but you've got to move, okay? Let's try it again. Let's have some movement. Do you know what? You guys are rubbish. We're going to have to get someone to show you how to move. Stephen! We got Rosa up here. She's going to show you how to move. We got Steve coming to the front. He's racing up. He really wants to show you how to move. I can see Jonathan thinking about it. It's in his eye. It's in his eye. Okay, now we'll see how to move. Come on, let's have you stood on your feet. Okay, fantastic. So, that's what we're going to do anyway. These guys are going to be doing it. Let's dance together. Then it has these actions. It says, God's love is bigger than outer space. So you've got to stretch your arms as wide as you possibly can. This one's really easy. Watch out for your neighbours when you do it. Let's see, stretch your arms out. Wide. Okay, God's love is bigger than outer space. God's love is stronger than a bull. Let's see those muscles. Let's see how much muscle you got. Alright. God's love is closer than your stretchy skin. Now, don't hurt yourself, but give yourself a bit of a stretch. Just stretch. Okay? And God's love is warmer than the sun. Okay? It's like a lovely sunny day when you're on holiday. It's just so warm you could stay there forever. So one more time through them. God's love is bigger than outer space. God's love is stronger than a ball. God's love is closer than your stretchy skin. God's love is warmer than the sun. And then last of all, it simply says, God's love goes on and on and on and on and on and on. God's love goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. So if you can click for that bit, or if you want to clap for that bit, fantastic. Remember, every time the music stops, Yes. Chocolate is only deserved for people that are moving around. You got to earn it. Oh, now he's up. Fantastic. Let's give it a go anyway. First of all, moving around, moving your arms, moving your legs, wherever you want. Stop, 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 stop. Oh, you got to freeze, you got to freeze. You didn't see it, you didn't see it. Just keeps on moving. Go, 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 stop. We're getting there, we're getting better. Just keeps on going. Go, 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 stop. Just keeps on moving on. Okay, let's see that again. Let's go, we got to get some movement going. Stop, 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 stop. Just keeps on moving. Go, stop, stop, stop. Just keeps on going. Go, stop, stop, stop. Just keeps on moving on. God's love is bigger than outer space. God's love is stronger than a bull. God's love is closer than your stretchy skin. And warmer than the sun. That's the way. Fantastic. And again, God's love is bigger than outer space. God's love is stronger than a bull. God's love is closer than your stretchy skin. And warmer than the sun. Clicking and clapping. God's love goes on and on and on and on and on and on. God's love goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Really quiet. God's love goes on and on and on and on and on and on. God's love goes on and on and on and on and on and on. You ready to freeze? Strike the best pose you can. How long do you think we can hold him there? I think he's moving. Just keeps on moving. God's love don't stop. Just keeps on going. God's love don't stop. Just keeps on moving on. Fantastic. Well, I'm going to give a big round of applause to the adults there. That's amazing. That's fantastic. Okay, so my first big point is that God's love doesn't stop ever, ever, ever. Do you know, sometimes we do stuff wrong. God's love doesn't stop even then. There's a story about two brothers, Cain and Abel, in the Bible. And Cain grows all this lovely stuff. He plants it up. He makes it really, really nice. Abel, he looks after the cattle. He makes sure that they're all lovely and well looked after so he can get milk and cheese and meat and all these lovely things. So they're both farmers growing and looking after different things. And it comes to this time of the year. What's this service called? What's the reason we're here? What's the reason all those things are there? Yes. Summer is the end of summer. So at the end of summer, we gather all this in and it's called the... Exactly right. The harvest. You are right. It's the harvest. So they'd come to their harvest time. And they gathered in all the lovely stuff that they got. And do you know what? They wanted to say thank you to God, which is a really good thing, isn't it? Yeah. Really, really good that they wanted to say thank you to God. So, Cain brought some stuff. But you know, Cain was thinking, oh, but you know what? I really love bananas. And I kind of don't want to give away my bananas because they're my favourite. So, well, maybe I'll keep the bananas. But I'll give God some courgettes because they're not quite as tasty. maybe shouldn't have lifted that one up. So I give God some courgettes. I'll give him a cabbage. I'm all right giving him a cabbage, but I really like apples as well. So maybe I'll give him one or two apples, but I won't give him all my apples because I just really like them. But you know, when Abel looked at his cattle, when he looked at his fantastic sheep, his wonderful cows, his amazing goats, do you know, he thought, oh, I'm so thankful to God for giving me these fantastic sheep, these amazing cows, these wonderful goats, that I'm going to find the best cow and the best sheep and the best goat that I have, and I'm going to give them to God to say thank you so, so much for what you've given me. Can you see the difference? There's a big difference. Cain gave some of his stuff, but he kind of said, well, I like these best, so I'm just going to give the bit that is all right to say thank you. But Abel gave the best that he had, the best that he had. And God said he really loved Abel's gift. But for Cain's gift, he was saying, that's not the best. I know it's not the best that you've got for me. And you know, what's important is that we put the important things first, and the most important person, the most important thing ever, 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 is God. So it's important that we put him first in our lives. I've got a jar of biscuits here. Now, I've packed this jar with so many biscuits that I can't fit another biscuit in this jar. So, would you say that this jar is full of biscuits? Hands up for yes. You know what? You're very clever people. You're right. It is absolutely full of biscuits. Does that mean that this jar is totally full? Let's have hands up for yes. Let's have hands up for no. Oh, now we've split the room. Well, we've got biscuits in. Next, I've got a bag here. And in my bag, I've got some sweets. Haha. We've already got cake and whispers. We've got sweets as well. I'll share these out later. Okay, so I've got some chocolate peanuts. I love chocolate peanuts. And if I pour them into this full jar of biscuits, there they go. No problem at all. Loads of chocolate peanuts, all filling the holes between the biscuits. Now I've got a jar with chocolate peanuts in it and biscuits in it, so much that I can't fit any more chocolate peanuts or any more biscuits in that jar. Is it full now?
No.
Let's have hands up for yes. There's a few people thinking yes, yes, it's definitely full. Let's have hands up for no. People are getting cynical at the back. It's fantastic. I've got some millions. These are my favourite sweets. These are brilliant. I don't think there's a million in here. I think trade descriptions needs to get involved. But this is millions. And these are a little bit smaller. So, if I pour them in here, they fill more gaps. So we've got chocolate biscuits. We've got chocolate peanuts. Now we've got millions in there, full to the top. Does everyone think it's full now? Hands up for yes. We've definitely got some yeses still. Hands up for no. Less no's this time. People aren't sure. It's so hard to get hold of this stuff now, because it has absolutely no nutritional content. This is sherbet. I love this stuff. There is no good reason to ever eat this. But yeah, it's nice. So we've got biscuits, we've got chocolate peanuts, we've got millions. Now I can pour in the sherbet. Now we've got... Stay. We've got chocolate biscuits, we've got peanuts, we've got millions, we've got sherbet. Surely it's full now. Let's have hands up if you think it's full. Let's have hands up if you think it isn't. Oh, it's changing down here. There's more now, there's more. What else could we put in? I know. could just put a lovely glass of water in, shall I? Shall I put it in? I'm not going to put it in. The very last thing we could put water in, and that would fill it to the top. But do you know the important thing? If I filled that jar up to the top with water and tried to put some biscuits in, the water would need to come out to let me put any biscuits in. If I filled that jar to the very top with millions, these little blue sweets, and then I tried to put the peanuts in, do you know, I'd need to take some of the millions out before I could get any of the peanuts in. The important thing is we need to put the big things in first. We need to put the biscuits in first, else they won't go in at all. And it's the same with our lives. We need to put the really big things, the really important things in first into our lives. So, what do you reckon the biggest, most important thing could be? The biggest, most important person could be? A lovely first hand up there. God, you are absolutely right. Give a round of applause. Woohoo! It's right, we've got to put God first, and that's what Abel did. He gave the best of his stuff to God. And so God said, oh, do you know what, I'm well pleased with you, that's fantastic. And so at harvest time, we're remembering that we need to give the best things that we have. So, talking about the most important things, there's two most important rules in the Bible. Okay, not just one, but two. They are the greatest commandments that we have in the Bible. And it says, God says, follow these two commandments, follow these two things that I ask you to do. And you can do whatever you want, anything you want, so long as you're following these two. And one of our very, very theological adults is going to tell us what those commandments are. Anyone? Anyone want to tell me? I can see some people mumbling it, but do you know what they're not doing? They're not putting their hands up. It's just basic schooling, isn't it? Yes, Rosa.
Love God and love your neighbour.
Exactly right. Can we have a round of applause for Rosa? Yes! Love God and love your neighbour. They're the most important things that we can do. And then whatever else we do, we can do it knowing that God thinks it's fantastic. So long as, first of all, we're loving him, and then we're loving our neighbour. And do you know, a man once asked Jesus, who is my neighbour then? What do you mean by neighbour? Do you mean just the guy that lives next door to me? Well, it's a little bit more than that. So, I want to tell you a story. But at the same time, this story has a man that gets a little bit beaten up. And this man is so beaten up that he needs to be bandaged. He needs to be made better again. He needs some plasters on his knees and some plasters on his arms and a bandage around his head and all that kind of stuff. Now, Steve has kindly agreed to be that man. So can we welcome Steve to the front? Oh, yeah. Now, what we need is some loving people, loving and caring. I think he has totally damaged himself. Look at that. He's in pain. You need to make him better. Alright, so we need two people that are going to bandage him up. I want to see how far you can get by the time I finish this story. There's one. Do you want to come up and take the bandage? This is fresh bandage. All very nice and neat. And another one there, James. Do you want to come up to the front? Fantastic. Do you want to help your bro? Yeah. Fantastic. Slowly but surely. We're not sure yet. But we'll get there. Okay, so you go for it. Between the three of you, see how much you can get wrapped around our poorly Steve there. Okay, so here's this man. Now, he was walking down the road and he got beat up. And he got beat up really badly. They hit him in the head. And they kicked him in the leg. And they hurt him. Which is bad to do. It's wrong. And so he was really beaten up. And he was really hurting. And do you know, there was a guy that walked past him. And the guy walked past him and thought, oh no, there might be still those robbers around. There might still be those guys that beat him up around. So I'm just going to keep on walking. I'm not going to pay any attention. I'm just going to go right on walking by. Next, there was another guy. Now this guy, took a bit of a look at the guy and thought, oh man, he's really hurt. And then he thought, oh, I'm wearing my best clothes. I'm wearing my swanky pants and I've got my nice shiny shoes on. And I don't want to get his blood all over me. That's horrible. It's a bit icky. So again, this guy just walked straight past. Didn't even care. They're doing a fantastic job. His ear is well looked after. Okay, so next of all, another guy came. Now, there's one other thing you need to know about this guy. This guy here is a Jewish guy. And the guy that's walking past last of all is a Samaritan. Now, this is totally wrong. But Samaritans and Jewish people didn't used to get on. They used to fight with each other all the time. So normally, a Samaritan would just keep on walking by. But do you know what? The Samaritan guy saw him and went, oh man, are you alright? Are you okay? You're doing well. He's not doing well. He's a bit poorly. Okay, so the man stopped and he dressed his wounds. He put him on his donkey. He took him to a local inn because there was no hospitals back in those days. We're talking thousands of years ago. And he took him and he said, whatever it costs to make him well, do it and I'll pay you when I come back. So he bandaged his wounds really, really nicely. Just like these lovely Samaritan people are doing now. Okay, can we leave it there and we'll see how much you've done? Do you want to hold that one? Fantastic. What do you reckon? Do you reckon the Samaritans have done a good job? I think Steve's going to be feeling so much better right now. He's going to be feeling great. Thank you very much. If you want to take seats again, that's brilliant. So when Jesus was saying, who is your neighbour? When Jesus was saying, who is your neighbour? He was saying, even people that you don't like. Even people that you might see as being your enemy. That's hard, isn't it? If there's someone you don't like, you've still got to show love to them. You know, if they're hurting, you've still got to try and bandage their wounds. That's what the Bible teaches us, and that is really difficult. It's not easy. Even all the adults here find that really difficult. But that's what we're trying to do, because that is what Jesus has taught us. And so we come to our next song, and hopefully you guys are going to do the actions with this one. So it says, I'd run for a mile. So you've got to run on the spot as fast as you can. If you're into athletics, if you're into sports, let's see how good you can do at this, okay? So it says, I'd run for a mile. Then it says, I'd swim across the Nile. I'd even wrestle with a crocodile. See how big, how loud you can make a crocodile. Okay, so I'd run for a mile, I'd swim across the Nile, I'd even wrestle with a crocodile, I'd give a great big shout. Oh! Let's see how loud you can shout. I give a great big shout. Getting there. I give a great big shout. Yes. I'd eat up all my sprouts. Now, depending on whether you like sprouts or not. If you like sprouts, then go, mmm. But if you don't like sprouts, then go, ugh. Alright? So, I'd eat up all my sprouts, mmm. Okay? I'd go to Timbuktu, or somewhere thereabouts, because that's how much you mean to me. Lord, with you, that's where I want to be. We're putting him first. We're making him the major thing, the big thing, just like the chocolate biscuits in there. Okay? Not just like the chocolate biscuits in there. Bit more than that. Alright, okay. So, I'd run for a mile. Let's see how much you can run. I'd run for a mile. Run! I'd swim across the Nile. I'd even wrestle with a crocodile. Give a great big shout. Even for a dog. Go to see my team. I'd somewhere thereabouts. Cause that's how much you mean to me. With you, that's where I want to be. Let's do it again, I'm real. I'd run for a mile, I'd swim across the Nile, I'd even wrestle with a crocodile. Stop, give great big shout. Eat the ball of stuff, that gonna save the same. I'd somewhere thereabouts. Cause that's
how much you mean to me. With you, that's where I want to be.
Second verse, I'd swing through the trees, grab hold of some tree branches. I'd brave a swarm of bees. I'd wade into a smelly swamp that came up to my knees. I'd crawl through the dirt, no matter how it hurt. Oh. I'd try not to scream if a spider ran up my shirt. Now maybe you want to do a spider on you. Maybe you want to do a spider on your friend. Try not to scream, okay? So remember those? I'd swing through the trees, I'd brave a swarm of bees, I'd wade into a smelly swamp that came up to my knees, I'd crawl through the dirt, no matter how it hurt, I'd try not to scream if a spider ran up my shirt. That's how much you mean to me. Lord, with you, that's where I want to be. I'd swing through the trees, brave a swarm of bees, wade into a smelly swamp that came up to my knees. I'd crawl through the dirt, no matter how it hurt. I'd try not to scream if a spider ran up my shirt. 'Cause that's how much you mean to me. With you, that's where I want to be. Yes, that's how much you mean to me. With you, that's where I want to be. All the way through, I'm through. I've run for a mile, swim across an aisle, even wrestle with the crocodile, kick straight, big shoot. Keep the ball across the back, cause different things are somewhere thereabouts. I swing through the trees, brave a swarm of bees, waiting to a smelly swamp that came through my knees. I crawl through the dirt, no matter how it hurt. I try not to scream if a spider ran up my shirt. 'Cause that's how much you mean to me. With you, that's where I want to be. Yes, that's how much you mean to me. With you, that's where I want to be. Well done, fantastic. That is brilliant. So, what we've learned today is that we've got to put the big things in first. We've got to put God first, just like Abel did, because we're giving the best that we've got to God. We're giving our time, we're giving our energy, we're giving our skills, we're giving our money, we're giving our crops, we're giving everything we've got to give God all the glory and stuff like that. And you know, God says, that is fantastic. He absolutely loves it. Okay? So, worship God with all we have, help each other with all we have, and last of all, be thankful. Be thankful for all we have. Be thankful for all we have. I've got one last song that I'd like to sing for you, and this one is one that I'd just love you to chill out and listen to. So if you want to get comfortable, find a nice place to be. This song is called Rest, and it's based on a bit of the Bible where God says, where Jesus is saying, you know what, if you're burnt out, if you're tired, come away with me, have rest with me, I'll show you how to do it. Okay, are you nice and chilled? I'll show you how to do it. And what some of the words from it say this: work with me and rest with me. I'll show you how to be graceful and mercifully free. Okay? So as we approach Easter time, we need to be resting on our own rather than on top of others. Alright, so as we come to harvest time, that's what we need to remember, that actually we're with God on this. Are you listening? Alright, so this is just one to listen to. And it's based on Matthew 11. So it's based where God talks, where it's talking about my yoke is easy. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Are you worn out and tired by life? The world's got you down on your knees. Burned out, doing the same old thing over and over and over, over again. Come away with me. Come away and recover your life. Come away with me, and you know I will be there the rest of your life. Live freely, live lightly, love from me, keep company with me, work with me, rest with me. I'll show you how to be graceful and mercifully free. Take a real rest, sit by the flowing stream and the pastures green. Lean on me in everything, I will be everything you need. Come away with me. Come away and recover your life. Come away with me, and you know I will be there the rest of your life. Live freely, live lightly, love from me, keep company with me, work with me, rest with me. I'll show you how to be graceful and mercifully free. Come and learn the unforced rhythms of grace, holding you close as a child. Come and learn the unforced rhythms and ways our Father pulls love on us. Live freely, live lightly, love from me, keep company with me, work with me, rest with me. I'll show you how to be graceful and mercifully free. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you again soon. I shall hand you back.